know, as you said, there was the whole shortage area was that was already growing.
Yeah.
That was pretty successful. It was getting quite big. We see lots of initiatives that are happening in the whole shortage area that are just completely organic. I mean, it doesn't require anyone to do it. The roundabout. That's not a TCIO investment. So, what is it that it requires? You know, taxpayers to spend a million, whatever it is, a year. What's going wrong?
Well, since the government, first of all, I don't think anything's going wrong. I think it was more of an opportunity that was needed to be exploited. And in the first 2 years since the organization's been set up, the primary objective of the team was foreign direct investment. And you've seen the Google campus take shape. And I don't know if you've been in the Google campus, but it is quite an electric place.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much energy and enthusiasm and excitement, and you can almost meet anybody you need to in the confines of the building. And you have over 30 accelerator and incubator spaces across this particular area. And you've got big companies like Amazon who made their media center in Barbican. And you know, having the government involvement made a legitimate area for people to invest in.
So I think you've already seen, with the
elevation of Tech City, you know, in the minds of people, you know, this recognition of special thing that's happening in East London. You get, you know, the government support, you know, leading figures talking about it, and then big companies feel comfortable investing here. So it's been an incredible marketing initiative by the government, and I think the taxpayers benefited tremendously.
Right, so it's mainly a marketing initiative is what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Fine. Okay, cool. What does success look like? How do you know, you've been 7 weeks in, so I'm not going to expect you know, I've got the list of last year's objectives in front of me, and some of the objectives, I have to say, are slightly woolly.
We
will continue to act as a conduit, we will continue to pass feedback, we will act as a champion. You know, when you're at Facebook, you know, bottom line, I made this amount of money. I made X amount last year, I made a lot more this year, therefore we were a success.
Yeah.
So for you, what will success look like? At the end of your first year, and you can sit back and go, yes, we were successful because we achieved this. What do you want to achieve?
Well, right now, the digital economy is the fastest growing segment of the economy. It's growing at 11%, and it's one of the leading sort of indicators across the G20. So we have something special happening here. I think recognition of this new mission, this extended mission of helping companies or helping people get the courage and the ambition to start something. So it's a national recognition of entrepreneurship as a key catalyst to that growth.
So you have a certain number of entrepreneurs you need to succeed. Is there a target or anything like that?
No, there will be, Ben. Right. I mean, there'll absolutely be targets. And then the startup phase, I think we're really good at. You know, the OECD has said that the UK is the best place for startups in many, many factors. You know, with the entrepreneur visas, you know, with the patent law, with all the enterprise investment incentives. Reduce capital gains. So there's a tremendous amount of things happening for the startup phase for entrepreneurs. And just 2 weeks ago, we worked with the London Stock Exchange on the high growth segment. So we want to make sure that success in the UK looks like a company can begin, grow, and then actually stay here, you know, participate in the economy, you know, build their base here, their jobs here, and they become a long-term economic growth engine.
And so the Tech City will be measured on how many of those, your success will be measured on how many companies have done that.
Our success, I think, will be measured on how we address the needs of the entrepreneur and the business owner in those three categories.
Okay. Well, that segues fantastically, because the needs of the entrepreneurs. We have a room full of entrepreneurs, all of whom have great many needs. What needs, what is it that you want from Tech City, or who's got questions to ask of Joanna, because this is your opportunity to talk almost directly to Downing Street by one stop. Gentleman on the front here. Yeah, if you can stand up, that would be really helpful so we can see who you are. And just briefly say who you are.
Hi, yeah, so my name is Alec Berry. I'm from Sunderland Software City. We're a regional software support agency based in the North East. Thank you for coming, John, by the way. I was just wondering, you mentioned the regional clusters. And I was just wondering how they would interact with organizations like ours that already exist.
Well, you know, when I arrived here, the first thing I did is think, okay, this is terrific what's happening in East London, but what's happening in the rest of the country? So we've had a few conversations already, but what we think is really important, again, to go back to what Ben has asked, what does success look like, is that we open, that we mine all the data that's out there in the government for helping people start businesses. We make sure that the information is available at all stages of the business development, and we make sure that there's a shared conversation between what's happening in London around these other clusters as well. If you think about it, your cluster, these other clusters have economic strengths based on the local, you know, regional talent and universities that are there, and we need to make sure that we are, you know, fueling that and supporting each other in this process.
Question right at the front here. Have we got a microphone or just shout? Oh no, someone's gonna run. Well, run in a very slow way. Excellent, thank you.
Hi, Joanna. My name is Kartik Ram. I'm an entrepreneur from Seattle. And nice to meet you.
What do you think of our London Summit?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. And I actually saw you speak at MIPTV in Cannes in 2008 about your BWAC acquisition. And I think you've come a long way, and it's congratulations. I read something about billion-dollar companies coming out of Tech City in this magazine that we were given. And so how sustainable or realistic is it for big companies and startups that really grow to be headquartered in this space? Or is it more of an accelerator, incubator, et cetera, that startups pick up and leave?
Well, I think in the past it has been an accelerator and an incubator. We've been really strong at that. And a lot of our best companies, just when they started contributing to the economy and making a big success, sought other markets like the US, like NASDAQ, for their growth, for their equity. So that's why what we're doing with the London Stock Exchange is so vitally important to ensuring that the equity markets here are a viable alternative and that people will feel that they can build an internationally scaled business from London.
Esther Dyson, I'm going to be speaking this afternoon, so I'll be brief. As an angel investor, I think what most companies need is employees, team members, and the ability to scale. So I would suggest focusing more on training and support services and less on the entrepreneur as hero.
Well, we just launched something with Hackney Community College for 500 apprenticeships. They're an 18-month program of bringing people from the community into various companies, and there's a tremendous amount of support in the community. What I'm finding is, this is a unique place, East London. The people want to support what's happening around them, and they want to participate. Like, there's, every time we ask, you know, the community for support, we get a tremendous amount of energy and enthusiasm around whatever we want to accomplish.
Excellent. Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Oh, dear.
I put a thing out on Twitter. See what questions.